Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay, men, we're pulling into that station marked the USA, and Command Performance not only has a band there to meet you, but the biggest stars of Hollywood are there to greet you and say, "Welcome home, brother. Sorry you can't stay longer than a half hour. But we'll make the trip worth your while with a celebration you won't forget, for we've got enough stars here to open our own studio. And all on account of those letters you write to Command Performance, Special Service Division, Los Angeles. Tonight we're unloading a bushel of those letters of yours, asking for one of the greatest names of American stage and screen. Fellows, your commanding officer of this Command Performance, Katharine Hepburn."
Thank you, Ken Carpenter, and hello, fellas. Not long ago in New Guinea, the tropic darkness fell as a rock falls from a mountaintop, suddenly, swiftly. Beside a jungle path, a little group of men were engaged in serious discussion. The grim business of war? No, a letter to Command Performance. But what to request, what to command, that was the problem. So much of America they wanted sent to them. The voice of a loved one, the hum of a windmill drawing water for cattle in the barnyard, the bartender drawing a cold beer. They thought of asking for a great symphony orchestra of 100 men and a girl, but feared they asked too much. And besides, they had 100 men. But the problem was solved, and neatly, we say, when finally they settled for the man who comes on stage and says, "Is everybody happy?" Yes, fellas, here's that great entertainer you asked for, the man with the battered top hat, your old friend, Ted Lewis.
Thank you, Miss Katharine Hepburn. And hello there, fellas. With an extra hello for Sergeant Dick Morey of APO 915 and to Fighting Bill Grogan at 4-1. Hello, Teddy Wardell and you transport squadron men at 877 and Lieutenant J.R. Utah at 634. Greetings to Tom Swift and the Rover Boys somewhere in India. And radio man R.A. Patterson with the North African Amphibious Forces. What do you mean? What did happen to Dirty Gertie? Hello, Stinky Davis and pal somewhere under the Southern Cross. Stinky likes his music mellow like a cello. And now I'm calling Captain Aaron Merkel, a medic at 610. Captain, I'm going to sing those special lyrics that you wrote that for that song, Many Happy Returns of the Day, for a girl called Butch. Because it'll mean something special to every man in the AEF, and here it is. Many happy returns of the day. Here's a little message from far, far away. You're so lovely, so divine, so gentle, so fine, and I live for the day when our paths they'll entwine. There's some soldiering that's still left to do, and I'll pack right up, darling, and come right back to you. To explain, if I may, what I mean when I say many, many happy returns of the day. Yes, sir, and I hope that makes everybody happy. Say, I wonder if you fellows, and you officers as well, well, allow me just one moment of your time. You know, allow me just one moment of your time. I have a pet philosophy on which I'd like to dwell, and I've had it set to music and in rhyme. It's a sermon I'm sure you've often heard, I'll convey it to you in just one single word. Relax. Take it easy. From the time you wake until you get undressed. You know, no matter who's confronting you, you can always see your troubles through without popping all the buttons off your vest. Come on, boys, and relax. Take a lesson from those millionaires who aren't worth a dime. Now, instead of saving dollars that you may never get to use, why don't you just put away some extra years by laughing at the blues? That's it, relax. Take it easy, and you're sure to live and be happy a long, long time. Now, we'll take you boys listening in today. You started out the proper way. You tuned in to hear a show and laugh, but naturally you'll cut your doctor bills in half. And later on, you younger chaps, you'll stop and have a bite, perhaps. Then you'll see your sweetie to her door. Well, fellas, you know how it is. You've had her there before. And that's the way it should be done. Let there be no end of fun. You know, it isn't everywhere that folks maintain the right to laugh at jokes. And we who have that cherished right should clown and laugh with extra might. And thank heaven that we're living in a country where it's not a sin to cheer a bum or boo a champ without that concentration camp. And knowing that, we all should plan to live as long as we possibly can. And what's a better remedy for life than my philosophy? Come on, relax. Take it easy, and you'll be happy, happy for a long, long time. Come on, boys, relax. What do you say, huh?
Thank you, Ted Lewis and company. We'll be around for another contribution from you in a moment, Ted. Now comes this letter. Dear Command Performance, I'm John D. Aday, somewhere in Alaska. Several guys in my outfit used to go fox hunting, and if we stay here much longer, we'll forget how a hound dog barks. These Alaskan huskies just can't fill the bill. So what say? Let's hear that old hound dog bark and the sound of a hunting horn. Okay, Alaska, here it is. For 16 years, the Jesters have held their position as one of the most successful novelty trios in the entertainment business. Incidentally, their presence on Command Performance gives the evening a sort of hometown flavor for me, for the Jesters and I, as well as a lot of fine fighting men hail from Hartford, Connecticut. Thank you. But the important point is that at last we're able to answer hundreds of your commands for that classic of the billiard parlor, She Lived Next Door to the Firehouse. Gentlemen, the Jesters.
This is the tale of a poor young girl who longed for company. She didn't care what company it might have been, company B. She fell in love with a brave fireman, but he broke her heart, you see. Oh, she lived next door to a firehouse where the engines went clang, clang. But a fireman wasn't true to her. In her heart she felt a pang. Every time she met a fireman, a song of hate she sang. So she moved next door to a station house where the pistols went bang, bang. Oh, she lived next door to a station house where the pistols went bang, bang. And she fell in love with a handsome cop, and to him love songs she sang. When he introduced her to his wife, she said, that's what I feared. So she moved next door to a baseball park where the fans all booed and cheered. Boo! Hooray! She lived next door to a baseball park where the fans all booed and cheered. Boo! Hooray! And she fell in love with a pitcher whom every batter feared. When he squeezed her with his pitching arm, she cried out loud, boo-hoo!
So she moved next door to a railroad yard where the trains all went woo woo, woo woo. Oh, she lived next door to the railroad yard where the trains all went woo woo. And she fell in love with an engineer who promised he'd be true. But he went away on a long, long trip and never did come back. So she jumped into a lake and drowned, and the ducks all went quack, 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 quack. And the engines went clang, clang, and the pistols went bang, bang, and the trains all went woo, woo.
Just as let's give the AEF a second helping. How about I Had a Hat?
Casey wore his brand new hat to Murphy's wake last night. Someone stole his hat, and boy, that started up a fight. Casey smashed the furniture, the radio as well. He nearly woke the corpse up when he began to yell. I had a hat when I came in, I hung it on the rack. I'll have a hat when I go out or I'll break somebody's back. I'm a decent man, I am, and I don't want to shout. But I had a hat when I came in, and I'll have a hat when I go out. Casey kept on fighting, sure they couldn't keep him quiet. Someone phoned up for the cops to come and stop the riot. Two cops rushed into the room, but Casey laid them out. He fired them through the window, they both heard Casey shout.
Oh, I had a hat when I came in, I hung it on the rack. And I'll have a hat when I go out or I break somebody's back. I'm a decent man, I am, and I don't want to shout. But I had a hat when I came in, and I'll have a hat when I go out.
I had a hat when I came in, I hung it on the rack. I'll have a hat when I go out or I'll break somebody's back.
I'm a decent man, I am, and I don't want to shout.
But I had a hat when I came in, and I'll have a hat.
Who stole my hat?
I'll have a hat when I go out.
Thank you, Jesters. As pour in asking for our next guest star, but we'll read just this one from Ted A. Appleby. Ted's in the Middle East, Sudan to be specific. Dear Command Performance, we sailors have christened ourselves the Eight Lonnity Limeys. As you see, we're not American, but we are part of that powerful firm of the good old United Nations, and we share Command Performance beside Uncle Sammy's boy, just as we share the fighting beside him. We're all rabid fans of Catherine Grayson. Whenever we hear her name on the radio, we demand complete silence. That's admiration for you, isn't it? But we really love that Grayson girl. And won't she please sing again for every one of us? Men, here's our answer. Command Performance presents Catherine Grayson singing Sempre Libera from Traviata.
Oh!
Thank you very much, Catherine Grayson. Before you men sailed away, thousands of you were radio guests at a bourbon and soda club known as Duffy's Tavern. Through its swinging doors have passed some of our most interesting people, Helen Hayes, George Dean Nathan, Oscar Levant, and scores more, to discuss science, literature, and the arts with Archie, the erudite bartender. Archie, the master of the bon mot, doctor of the faux pas, and butcher of the King's English. So, without further ado, Command Performance presents the lovable and unpredictable bartender of Duffy's Tavern, Archie Ed Gardner.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure to meet you, Miss Hepburn.
Thank you, Archie.
Yeah. Ain't every day I meet a high-class tomato like yourself, though.
Well, that's very flattering, I think. Tell me, Archie, I've heard so much about Duffy's Tavern. What sort of a place is it?
The tavern, only one of the most exclusive joints in New York.
Exclusive, eh?
Very risque. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you can't get into the place without a card.
How do you get a card?
We got a kid in the street handing them out.
That's a very fresh idea.
Well, it's a fresh kid. Yeah, it's a great place, Duffy's. When you say, what's it like, you know, it's hard to describe, but it has that certain something, you know.
Je ne sais quoi?
What?
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, it's got a little of that, too.
Well, I mean, it has that certain air of distinction.
An air of distinction, Well, it did at first, but the health department took care of it.
I see. Well, tell me, how's the cuisine?
The cuisine, very nice. Practically as good as the food. Yeah. And what food? Miss Hepburn, the next time you get a sucker to take you to dinner, bring him down to the joint. Try that 25-cent 7-courser. You'll never forget it.
7 courses for 25 cents.
Well, it may not seem much to you, but it's a lot of money to the bums that come into the joint. Yes, and it's worth it when you consider the service.
The service is the best, eh?
Je ne sais quoi. Yep. We make it personal. A private napkin to each customer. Individual knives and forks. The tablecloth changed every fortnight. Sometimes even every third night. And, of course, we wouldn't dream of putting a spittoon on the table unless it had a Doyle in it. So, you see, it's worth 25 cents when you consider the floor show.
Floor show?
Yeah, a one-man band. A guy known as the Lone Arranger. Yeah, he's terrific, this guy. He plays the harmonica with his mouth, the drums with his feet, and the cymbals with his elbows.
What does he do with his hands?
He holds them over his ears. He can't stand it.
And you? I can't believe it. You left such a charming establishment to come here to Hollywood.
Yeah, but there's a madness in me method. Miss Hepburn, how would you like to be co-starred with one of the greatest living movie actors?
Who?
Me.
You?
Yeah. Miss Hepburn, actor's blood curses through me veins.
But you've never acted.
It don't make no difference. The smell of the grease ball is in me nostrils. Yes, you and me will make a great team, Katie.
Mm. Well, I'm sorry, Archie, but I've sort of promised Bill Shakespeare I'd go back to Broadway and do one of his plays next season.
Oh, you promised? You promised? Ain't that Shakespeare dead?
Yes, but I promised it to him on his deathbed.
Well, a promise is a promise. Leave us forget pictures, then. You and me will do Shakespeare on a stage together. Yes, mayhap we'll even win the Pulitzer Prize. Yes, together we will march onward, Katie. We'll be a team. Like Alfred Lint and Lon Fontaine. Like Schildkraut and Le Gallien. Like Abbott and Costello.
But Archie, you, Shakespeare?
And why not? I bit Shakespeare with my eye teeth. William Randolph Shakespeare. Ah, the Bard. The Bard of Stratford Avenue. Ah, what a writer he was. To be or not to be. Only three words. Put forth with what meaning?
What do they mean?
Who cares? It was beautiful.
What do they mean?
Who cares? It was beautiful. And that other sock expression of his. Juliet, Juliet, wherefore art thou Juliet?
Please leave me get out of here.
Now, wait a minute. You can't walk out on me. What about our team? What about the Pulitzer Prize?
No, no, Archie. Yours is a great talent. It belongs to the world. You don't need me.
No?
No.
Maybe not.
No, Archie, you must go on alone to great heights. I can see it now, your name in lights. Archie in King Lear. Archie in Macbeth.
Archie in Hamlet.
Archie in Twelfth Night.
Archie in Tobacco Road.
Yes, yes, you'll go on and on. And all I ask is that someday when you're striding about the stage in your long black tights, you'll look up toward the balcony and there in the very last row will be a little old lady. And I will be saying to the people round me, that's Archie. I knew him when. I knew him when.
You think you ought to be talking while I'm acting?
I don't know. I'm sure of one thing. I ought not to be acting while you're talking.
Well, anyways, no, good night, and I bid you adieu, Miss Hepburn. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed Gardner. Fellows, the world spotlight of command performance turns away from Duffy's Tavern to highlight America's best-known top hat. Your letters tell us there are two songs that you'll never forget, and we're filling your orders for the man who gave those songs a place in your hearts. Gentlemen of the United States, a return command performance for the one and only Ted Lewis.
Grab your coat. Go on and get your hat. Leave all of your worries back on that old doorstep. And just direct your feet. Come on with me, boys, to the sunny side of the street. Gee, can't you hear that pitter-pat? That's the happy, happy tune. And it's your step. Why life can be so sweet on that sunny side of the street. My, my, I used to walk on parade with those blues back in the shade. Oh, but I'm not afraid. I'm one rover who crossed over. And if I never have a cent, I don't care, I'd be as rich as any Rockefeller. And there'd be gold dust at my feet on that sunny side of the street. Why, it's just around the corner. That's where the sun will shine on high. And you'll hear those little bluebirds singing on a rainbow up in the sky. That was me, fellas, just around the corner. Say, if I never have a cent, I don't care, I'd be as rich. Richer than all of the Rockefellers. And there's gonna be gold dust at my feet. Come on along to that sunny side of the street. Come on along, come on along. We've got to give you a little chorus, boys, of a little song that I'm sure that you all remember called When My Baby, When My Little Baby Smiles at Me. Why my thoughts go roaming
to paradise. When my baby, when my baby smiles at me or say, gee, what a wonderful, wonderful light that comes to her eyes. Listen, buddy. Give the boys listening in the smile that just brings love. Give it all. You recognize that, fellas, huh? That's it. That's the smile that brings peace on earth, goodwill to all men, real harmony. I sigh and I cry. Why, it's just a bit of heaven. When my little baby smiles at me. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Somewhere in northern Wisconsin, the sun goes down, leaving a tiny blue lake alone in the twilight, with its water like the full-length mirror, holding images of pine trees standing upside down. Close to the shore, a rowboat lies motionless among the green lily pads. A gray-haired man is puffing on a pipe, and white smoke rings float upward, then dissolve into space. Behind the man, a youngster in overalls and a hand-me-down white shirt stares at the peaceful water. But each one knows, the man and the child, that the blue lake, silent as the summer sky, is not really peaceful. Nor will it ever be peaceful again until all the world is as free as the soft breeze that sings through the pine trees above him. Well, men, this is Katharine Hepburn sending love to the AEF and saying good night and good luck from the USA.
This is Ken Carpenter delivering a final line. A command performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced for you men of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.